Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now I'm just got back from baby with them
little Texas Blues bringing us back there. That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank. I'm Jim Blasingame. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jeff Goins is our guest, our new friend, and he's the author of a new book. This is his fourth one, Real Artists Don't Starve. It's Timeless Strategies for Thriving in a New Creative Age. Jeff, welcome back. Thanks again for being here. I like your book. We get a lot of books in here every week, every day, people who would like to be on the show, and I would have been attracted to your book anyway, but you had a little bit of a leg up around here.
Yes, that's true.
Because your sister is my producer, Rhea. And I just want to say that it's just a coincidence that you're on the show and that she's my producer and your sister. But but I also want to say that she's the best producer that I've ever had.
Yeah, so, that's great. I'm proud of her and glad.
And you should be. So anyway, that'll embarrass her a little bit there. Hey, so in your book you talk about a new renaissance.
Yes.
Now that's a pretty presumptuous statement coming from a millennial. Tell me what you mean.
I agree, darn millennials. So you know what? One of the things I did with this book, Jim, was I read about history's greatest artists. So the subtitle, Timeless Strategies, that means that these are not just things that work now. These are not just things that worked 20 years ago in terms of monetizing your passion. These are things that have worked for the past 500 years.
Time out, Jeff. Millennials don't care about anything that's over 48 hours old. You're trying to teach. You just gave them a history lesson. They're not going to sit still for that, Jeff.
Yeah. Sorry. I mean, I think sometimes one of the ways to innovate, often one of the best ways to innovate, is not to look at what everybody's doing around you right now, but it's to look at what people did a long, long time ago. Resurrect an old idea that has kind of fallen to the wayside. So one of these ideas is in the Renaissance. I was surprised to find this out. I didn't know this. I don't know if you knew this, Jim. Artists were not broke in the Renaissance.
They had patrons.
They did. Mm-hmm. And they were aristocrats. And the richest artist of them all was an artist by the name of Michelangelo.
That's right.
And until recently, we didn't know this. I talked to an art historian who found out in 2003 that when Michelangelo died, he had about $50 million to his name, making him the richest artist of the Renaissance. Mm. And after him, there were many, many generations of thriving artists. And so the reason I use the term the new Renaissance is because the Renaissance, you know, that word means rebirth. It was a rebirth of culture in Europe. And I thought, you know, as a creative myself, I keep running into two groups of people. People who say, oh, you can't make any money off of that. You can't make any money off of a radio show or a website or a book. And then I meet people who are doing it. And I go, well, this is interesting. Maybe this whole idea of being a starving artist is just a mindset.
Right.
It's just a choice. And the new Renaissance is when we accept that we can make a living off of our greatest passion.
As long as you don't preconceive how that success is going to roll out. Right?
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's the essence of your book, isn't it? Because just like, you know, when I started writing books, I'd interviewed a lot of authors before I wrote my first book, and I got the lay of the land on all their frustrations. And so I was able to say, you know, I don't think I'll go there. So I went in another direction and started selling books in a different way. I started thinking differently about how to sell a book.
I love that.
And so that's what you're talking about, and I really want to thank you. I mean, I really am proud of you for bringing history into this lesson, because you know, as smart as we think we are, baby boomers and millennials, most of the big ideas have already been thought, right? Somebody's already come up with most of the big ideas. And so what's wrong with niching off of that, right?
Right. Yeah, I mean, the whole idea that you get to have an original idea, period, is sort of laughable. There was a historian by the name of Will Durant who said, nothing is new except arrangement. And what you find in the stories of history's greatest artists and entrepreneurs is the most innovative minds of all time did not come up with an original idea. They stole somebody else's idea and built on it and made it better or rearranged it or combined it with this other idea that they borrowed from somebody else over here. I think a great example, one of my favorite stories, is when Steve Jobs, when he started the Macintosh, finds out that Bill Gates launches Windows, and they have the same kind of graphic user interface.
Right.
And Jobs goes to Gates. He goes, you stole from me. And Gates goes, no, I didn't. The way I see it, we both lived in the same neighborhood, and we had a rich neighbor named Xerox. And when I broke in to steal his VCR, I saw that you had stolen his TV. And for those of you who know the story, like, that's true. Jobs went to Xerox and stole their idea for the mouse.
Including the mouse, Xerox invented the mouse,
Yeah. So nothing is new except arrangement. The way that we get to our innovative genius is by borrowing from other people's ideas throughout history and then building upon it.
And that's why people like you and I write a book. Hopefully it'll inspire somebody to take an idea that we have and do something else with it. Hey, Jeff, I need your website quickly, please.
You can go to don'tstarve.com to find out more about the book.
And about you, how do we find you quickly?
My last name, goinswriter.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.